And we're going to be focusing on verses 35 to 45 of Mark chapter 10. I'm going to begin reading at verse 32. Mark 10, verse 32. Now they were on the road going up to Jerusalem, and Jesus was going before them, and they were amazed. And as they followed, they were afraid. Then he took the 12 aside again and began to tell them the things that would happen to him. Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be delivered to the chief priests and to the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and deliver him to the Gentiles. And they will mock him and scourge him and spit on him and kill him. And the third day he will rise again. Here begins our text, verses 35 to 45. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him saying, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask." And he said to them, "What do you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant us that we may sit one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you ask. Can you drink the cup that I drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they said to him, "We can." And Jesus said to them, "You will indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the baptism that I am baptized with, you will be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it is prepared." And when the 10 heard it, they began to be greatly displeased with James and John. But Jesus called them to himself and said to them, "You know that those who are considered rulers over the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you shall be your servant. And whoever of you desires to be first shall be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many." So far, the reading of God's holy word. Imagine yourself diagnosed with deadly cancer. You've just visited the doctor and he has told you that there is no hope. You have a very short time to live. He has told you to get your house in order because you only have a few weeks. You invite your closest friends over to share your difficult news. You tell them that you are going to die. Your days together in this world are few. You tell them everything that the doctor has said. Your cancer has spread to such a degree that all treatment is futile. You are going to die, and there is absolutely nothing that anyone can do for you. But then after you have shared the news with your friends, they respond by telling you about their hope for a promotion at work. They talk to you about their personal desire for self-advancement. They seem to not have heard your story at all. They show no concern, no pity, no anxiety, no sorrow. You're about to die, and all they want to talk about is their promotion. Your life is about to end, and your closest friends can only think about themselves. They are completely insensitive to your miserable state. They're thinking about their honor and glory for themselves, and they act as though they've not heard a word that you have just said. Brothers and sisters, I'm sure that you can hardly imagine your closest friends responding in that way. If you told them that you were close to death, the last thing that they would talk to you about was their hopes for personal advancement. They would not do such a thing. But then notice the response of the disciples to the words of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was making his way to Jerusalem, knowing that he would soon lay down his life for his people. He would be betrayed, delivered to the chief priests and scribes, condemned to death and delivered to the Gentiles. He knew that he would be mocked, scourged, spit upon, and killed. As he went up to Jerusalem, he explained all of this to the 12 disciples. With remarkable clarity, he explained all that was going to take place on the Thursday of his arrest and the Friday of his crucifixion. The things that Jesus said to his disciples in verses 33 and 34 were utterly horrible. Jesus was about to die in the most terrible manner. He was about to suffer and die at the hands of hateful men. Although he was completely innocent, he was going to be executed, crucified. And what was the disciples' response? The prediction of his suffering and death fell on deaf ears. No sooner had he spoken to them of his death than two of his disciples tried to secure from him a place of honor and greatness in his kingdom. They wanted to be great. They wanted to be first. They wanted to have a place of honor in the kingdom of Christ. It seemed that